This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasized that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. The Prime Minister said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji yesterday. Mr. Modi said the Sahibzadas stood like a rock against the cruelty of Mughals, shaking religious fundamentalism and terror.
वो वीर साहबजादे जिन्होंने उम्र और अवस्था की सीमाओं को तोड़ दिया, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया.
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi yesterday. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education. On atrocities against the Hindu community, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday stressed that the Narendra Modi government is ruthlessly curbing terror in the country. Inaugurating the counter-terrorism conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah underlined that terror is the biggest enemy of humankind and everyone needs to fight against it together. The Home Minister said this annual conference has become a platform to deal with the emerging threats under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of zero tolerance against terrorism. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third women's T20 international to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Put into bat first, the visitors scored 112 for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. For the host, Renuka Singh Thakur picked up a 4-wicket haul, while Deepthi Sharma bagged 3 wickets. In reply, India overhauled the target for the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.4 overs, riding on Shefali Verma's unbeaten 79 off 42 balls. Renuka Singh was declared player of the match. In Rajasthan, 5 people were killed and 3 others seriously injured in a road accident in Churu district this evening. Police said a trailer collided with an SUV in the Sadwa police station area. 4 occupants of the SUV, including a woman, died on the spot, while another succumbed to the injuries during treatment in Bikaner. The deceased have been identified as Umed Singh, Prahlad Singh and Dilip Singh of Lalgarh, Raju Kavar of Shamsar in Nagaur district and Narayan Ram, who later died during treatment. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal and Punjab as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.